Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. I'm driving to work at the moment, to a client site. Currently staring down at 50.7 miles per gallon. The maximum I seem to have ever achieved is 50.8 in this car. For some reason, the stop-start isn't stopping anymore, but it isn't coming up with an error message, so that's good. But I suspect this means that the battery level is not high enough to sustain the for it to think, okay, I can use the stop-start technology. So that's annoying. So driving to client site. This is the sixth week of this particular engagement for me with this particular client, and it's the sort of the sixth and final week is the plan. From the end of this week, I shall no longer be going to this client, and no longer even working with them remotely either. But so end of a 6 week stint, and I was just reflecting momentarily earlier on that I just sort of remember sort of 6 weeks ago going to the office in this particular town, this particular client, going to their office and feeling very much kind of, I don't know who anyone is here, I don't know how it all works, I don't know what I need to do, I don't know why I'm here. and it's just interesting to reflect on that, really, because it feels now like somewhere that I'm used to going to, and it's going to be odd not to be working with these people beyond this week. I'm surprised at myself how quickly I got used to the people and the environment and how I fitted in to that mix. A lot of things have changed during that 6 weeks. Where there was chaos, there is order. And so I've had to do a lot of thinking on my feet and improvising ad hoc processes and ways of dealing with situations. And so the fruits of all that are that things are in a much better place now, and I'm able to exit. So it's good. It's been a success. I remember how strange it was initially, how much of a stranger I felt, and not because anyone was being unfriendly or unwelcoming to me, but just because of that initial, well, I don't really know, it's an introspective thing, and I don't really know what I'm here for and who I need to talk to and when and all that stuff. So I think I need to carry this with me and remember next time I get dropped in somewhere new, I can remember this and think, oh yes, but I was able to do it at this client and it was fine. And I thrived. So yeah, wanted to capture that for myself for future reference. I want to reflect on things to do with the video playback. I've not owned that many televisions in my life. I had a 12-inch black and white one when I was a kid, and then I had a 14-inch colour one that I got from my grandfather. He no longer needed it. And then when that wore out, then I upgraded to a 21-inch coloured one. And that's the television that I've had, or we've had, for many, many years. So it had such amazing new technology as a SCART cable. It had a SCART cable to plug the video in. So that was all very high tech. So everything HD and HDMI has been someone else's television stuff. Someone else, it's been outside of my world until very, very recently. So now we've got a 4K television, which is 40 inches, which is still quite small, but it's as big as we can kind of fit in our lounge. Certainly in the place where we had our television before. But it's 4K, and so it's got lots and lots of pixels compared to the cathode ray tube non-HD television we had before. So I've plugged all the bits and bobs into it and wanted to make sure that I could get everything working, including the VCR, the video cassette recorder. So the video cassette recorder, the DVD player plugged in. So it was amazing to get to see the video cassette recorder, and to there was a tape, there was a film stuck in the machine. Turns out the eject button isn't working anymore, but you can still eject it using the remote control. But it was amazing just to see how crap the pictures were that we used to watch. And I remember how exciting it was to be able to watch video cassettes, and to be able to watch something when it wasn't being broadcast. It was amazing at the time. But now, seeing that picture quality blown up on a 4K television, you can really see how rubbish it is to look at, and then the absolute wonder of rewinding the tape with the picture on the screen, and you've got all this interference and this sort of split across halfway up the screen. The way that we used to have to watch video and fast forward and rewind. With these artifacts on the screen. Amazing. Amazing. It's quite cool to be able to do that again. See these things again. Even DVDs. So the kids were watching a DVD on the screen. And first of all, the aspect ratio was wrong, because it was treating the television as if it was a 4:3 ratio. So we ended up with a letterbox picture of a film where there was a black strip top and bottom, but also a black strip on the left and right as well. So I had to fiddle a little bit with the settings to get that to display correctly. But then having a DVD picture blown up at 4K resolution, again, it looks pretty horrible if you get close to the screen. So you have to remember to sit far away from the television now. So we've gone from 576 horizontal lines of imagery to now having 1080 content on things like YouTube and Amazon Video Player, and the satellite, the Freeview satellite thing we've got. Can record HD, so we have to remember to record things now in HD rather than just recording the non-HD version, so that we can get a better picture quality. But the picture quality, oh my god, I can't believe it doesn't look like television anymore. It's really bizarre. It looks like I don't know what it is, but I'm so used to watching television through, you know, a little, I guess it must have been dim cathode ray tube with a big silver border around it, and somehow it looked like you were watching something that was far away, you know, television. Oh crap, am I in the wrong place? Hang on, have I just driven past my... I think I've driven past my exit. Where the hell am I? We should pay attention to where I'm driving rather than... It wants me to go back. Let's zoom out of the map a bit and see where I am. I think I might have cruised past the exit I should have taken. Some traffic lights. I can have a quick look at the map. Where am I? Yes, I've completely cruised past my junction. What a fool. Yeah, now everything is so clear, it's just bizarre. I mean, used to perceiving television as if it's far away. There's this little silver box with a border and a little dim picture in it, and everything is just so clear on the new screens, on these new HD screens or 4K screens, and they're so LED lit and all this stuff. It's all very, very clear, and it just doesn't look like television anymore. It looks like you're in the room. It sounds totally crass to say that, but again, I'm going to look back on, I guess, once I'm used to the way that television now looks with modern technology, I'm going to be looking back on How on earth did I used to watch television before I had this technology? Yeah, it's pretty stunning, I must say. Yeah, it gets really retro to have a look at video cassettes. So if you get a chance to have a look at a video cassette player. Yeah, have a look. Smart TVs are pretty cool, aren't they? Being able to access the Amazon Video thing as an Amazon Prime subscriber. Looking forward to getting an Apple TV. I know there's a new one coming out at the end of this week. There's an HDMI slot free and waiting for an Apple TV to be plugged into it. Exciting times. And no doubt we'll all change again when 4K content starts to become available. Then that will be another incremental shock of how good the technology can be. Another thing that I'm looking forward to being able to do is to be able to watch television in a different room as well. We're going to get some some smaller televisions to go in the house, and it's great that they've got DLNA client software on there. So I've managed to install DLNA server piece of software onto the FreeSat recorder that we've got. So now we can record stuff on the FreeSat recorder and then watch it on our iPhones and iPads. And then so if we get some more smart TVs, install them in different rooms of the house, then we'll be able to watch and use those as clients for DLNA streaming over the Wi-Fi. It's all very exciting technology wise to be upgrading. Cool. Thanks for listening. Take care. Toodaloo.